The time is 6:08 p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, the phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Good to be back.
Great to have you back, Mark.
Hey, that's not my name, idiot.
What?
It's Mac. Come on, you know this. You know this, buddy.
This is going to take some getting used to. We just heard from their album, The Body, The Blood, The Machine. That was The Thermals with Returning to the Fold.
And before that, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds cover, Johnny Cash off his American 3 recording sessions, I believe. That was The Mercy Seat, as Johnny Cash narrated yet another song shortly before his death.
What was the subtitle of American 3? Because, like,
I don't think they had one. I think it was just American 3.
It wasn't like, Can't Stop Me Now.
Oh.
Or like,
you're right, because I think American like 5 was like, Ain't No Grave.
The Man Comes Around. Yeah, exactly. And like,
let me look at that.
It was like, I can do this forever.
Screw you, Rick Rubin.
I don't think he would say that.
Let me see here.
No, you know what? Not terribly important.
No, maybe it'll say it. You know this thing.
My apologies.
Solitary Man.
Oh.
You were correct. That Solitary Man.
Which is ironic because he was buried alone. How are you, Mac?
I'm good, David. How are you? It's good to be back. Thank you, too. Who filled in for me while I was gone? I'm running their names down on my hate list.
Let's see. Last week, we had Chopper Dave Humans.
Humans!
Well,
thank you to Chopper Dave.
Yes. And then before that, you missed a lovely visit with Miss Carrie Lindo.
Lindo! Thank you, Carrie Lindo.
Just got to get all the anger out now.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not angry. I appreciate
those
people for making sure David doesn't...
Look, I had fun times with him. They don't. They can't hold your. I don't want to say jock. They can't hold your pants. No, that sounds stupid too.
They don't get as angry as I do.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's gonna yell and throw things in the studio?
I had nobody to calm down while you were gone.
Yeah, it's like calm down, Carrie Lindo. I am calm. Oh, never mind. Yes. By the way, you and I later tonight are gonna go see Paul F. Tompkins.
That is correct.
Yeah, at the U.S. Art Authority. I heard there were still tickets available.
Yes.
Which I will say, my own personal opinion, that is a crime.
Yeah, shame on you.
That's a crime.
America, parentheses, Austin specifically.
That those two shows aren't completely sold out yet.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what to do.
No.
I'm just saying that if it doesn't sell out, that is a crime.
You're adults. You can do what you want, but it's going to be a fun show. And Mac and I are there. You can buy us a drink. That's not... You can't say that.
You know who else can buy us a drink? We can buy ourselves drinks. Thank you.
But if I had my druthers. Anyway...
I'm not going to.
No, of course not. Of course not.
Before we get started, I got to say, I got to admit something here. I bought the new album from the Stone Temple Pilots, and it was, as predicted, terrible.
What?
And you might say, Mac, why did you buy that? Didn't you know it was going to be terrible? Yes, I did know it was going to be terrible. But here's the thing. Stone Temple Pilots is like my favorite band in middle school.
Right.
And I like kept rooting for them as I got older. Because once Paul Waters gave me that copy of Core on cassette, and that was like counting the cassettes I had already purchased. I didn't even have a CD player. And I'm not dating myself. I'm just saying that I, as a kid, probably should have had a CD player earlier. But anyway.
Okay.
But yeah, it was like one of the first, like, you know, one of the first albums I, you know, had acquired.
Sure.
Either purchased or being given as a kid that I wasn't just like got for my parents, you know, like I got Foreigner's greatest hits. It's like, yeah, but that's not yours. It's your dad's.
You have the Rocky V soundtrack. Yay.
I did have the Back to the Future soundtrack.
Nice.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was boring. Real snooze. Yeah. But it's one of these bands that's like, look, I signed a contract when I was in middle school with them. I will buy anything they put out.
Oh, yeah.
And I did. And it was one of those things where it's like I had no joy in going to Best Buy or wherever I went. Some stupid store, not a cool store. Because that's the thing. I was embarrassed. I wouldn't go to the Waterloo Records.
Yeah, exactly.
And purchase it because I don't need that glare.
You don't want to be judged.
I once had to buy, it was for a gift for somebody. This is what they wanted. I had to purchase Lou Bega's Mamba No. 5 album at Waterloo Records. I could tell you, that guy was like Cyclops of the X-Men.
Yeah.
The hate laser he shot out of his eyes at me.
Well, you should have spent 3 weeks growing out your mutton chops so you could have bought it ironically.
Oh, I wish I could have bought it ironically. But yeah. And but it's like I signed some contract that I would buy whatever they put out. Do you have any bands like that, David?
Yes, Pearl Jam.
But is there any band that you like? But you still like their output, right?
Well, that's a point for me. It's and yeah. Pearl Jam. Not a point
well,
for
you were smarter signing that contract.
Yeah, exactly. The one that I was honestly off the top of my head, I can't think of anything where I'm just like, all right, it's you and me till the end. Because like for the longest time, I was sort of like, okay, if you put out a certain amount of output that I love, I'm with you till the end. So like, okay, this is one where it gets a little silly.
Yeah,
I was that way with the first three Foo Fighters albums, actually, because the first one was fun, the second one was fantastic, the third one was good. So I was like, all right, you won me over. But then that fourth album came out, and I immediately sort of crumpled that rule and threw it in the trash. I was like, I don't want to sit through any more of this. I'm full on Foo Fighters. So I can't think of anything now that you mention it.
I don't like that with Beck, but that's worked out. I mean, no one's gonna say like, oh, man, I had to buy that new Beck album. Mm-hmm. No, because Beck is great.
Yeah, Beck's fantastic.
Beck's not taking a break to do heroin and record a solo album called Happy and Galoshes. Ooh, boy.
So what was wrong with the Stone Temple Pilots album? Like, can you put your finger on what went wrong?
Yeah, there's like 9 years between albums, and it sounds almost exactly like their last album. The notable exceptions are when he's almost doing like a straight David Bowie parody.
Uh-huh.
And those are the songs I like.
Yeah.
So that's a bad sign. I'd rather just listen to Purple and sing along with that as I'm driving, or just put on like a Bowie, like Changes, like a greatest hits album.
But you'll always have that. Like, you'll always have Core and you'll always have Purple. Like, we were talking about the other day, we were talking about the Lost finale and how people were sort of up in arms like, ah, that finale sucked. I hate that I wasted my time, you know, watching Lost or whatever. Like, but Lost still gave you that enjoyment prior to the finale. Like, you'll always have that.
Yeah, and you might say that, like, well, just because STP's last album was terrible, it doesn't mean that you didn't have a lot of fun listening to Purple or Tiny Music. It's more of a Tiny Music fan than a core fan.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah.
But at the same time, it's like Scott Weiland was, like, on a one-man quest to make the biggest ass out of himself by, Velvet Revolver, and just...
That was fun!
It was fun for a little
bit. The way they kind of took rock and then just took it to 11... I loved it. I loved VR.
Whatever. You couldn't sell that to anybody. I'm done with heroin. I'm going to write an album about how I'm done with doing heroin. And then like, oh, guess what? I love heroin. And I'm heroin.
Well, then let me ask you this.
Ask me this.
All right. No, I don't want to. Anyway. No. Do you think that STP doesn't have anything left in the tank? Like, do you see anything in the horizon where it's like, you know what? They still have good stuff in them that I could love, but just this wasn't it.
I don't know, man. Because it's one of these things where it's like, this album really feels like a cash grab.
Okay.
Like, oh, hey, we could do other projects, and we tried, but those don't sell anything, so let's crank out another STP album and call it Stone Temple Pilots, which is the fact that your sixth album is self-titled. You're not fooling me with that one.
You know, it's funny you say that. Wasn't he the one who was like, hey, I'm just putting out Happy and Galoshes because I did the rock star thing. I, like, sold my records, and now this is for me. And
yeah, so, he's like, man, if it was up to me, I'd just be making art records all the time. And I was like, okay, where are they?
I take that back. I'd rather purchase art with some money.
But you know what? I actually liked his first solo album, which just goes to show you...
12 Bar Blues.
12 Bar Blues, that there's a problem with me. Personally, that I drank some Kool-Aid at a very young age that Scott Weiland had done something to. Yep.
So,
hey, I was talking with somebody the other day.
Yes.
About HEBs.
Yeah. Oh, yes. During your round table.
Yeah. No, because we were talking about this. And I want to get your opinion on HEBs when we come back. Let's play some music.
Yeah. Here we go. Just to tie it all together.
That, by the way, is the worst segue. Let's talk about HEB when we come back. I can hear the giant click of everyone seeing what's on KUT right now. Oh, guess what? It's terrible. So click right back.
We're taking it to you, yeah. HEB.
What do you got?
I'm on CD2. Yeah. Here's one. Here's an example. I'll stick with them forever. And I did. And I'll talk about it later in the show. Neil Young, Helpless. More Mascot Winning Show after this.
Yeah, the Red Cross, that swinging organization.
Yeah, just a bunch of cool daddy-os.
My name is Mac Blake.
My name is David Hatta, and we just heard Neil Young from The Incomparable live at Massey Hall in 1971. That was Helpless.
And this is the Mascot Wedding Show. So yeah, I was talking to a friend of the show, Amina, about H-E-B's. Because for better or for worse, H-E-B's got like a stranglehold.
Yeah.
Central Texas.
They're all we got.
Yeah, that's where I shop at least. And you know why? And I'm, this is not an endorsement of H-E-B. I'm just saying the fact. I don't live next to a Randall's or a Fiesta.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not one of these hoity-toity snobs.
Yeah.
Going to your Whole Foods or Central Market. I'm down with the rest of the slobs at H-E-B.
Yeah, exactly.
You snobs can buy your food that's not filled with poison.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm a slob.
Yeah, fill up your canvas bags with your groceries.
Yeah.
Your whole wheat crackers. What?
Exactly. Whatever. But anyway. But I was, because I usually go to the, and don't stalk me now, people.
Uh-huh.
Like that would happen. I go to the Hancock H-E-B.
Right.
Because it does have a bigger hippie section.
Okay.
And that's just where I've been going, and I like know the lay of the land better. Because I'll say this, whenever I go to like, if I go to the far west one, I get lost.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But there's the other H-E-B that I hate to go to. And that's the one at Oldtorf.
Oh, my God. The H-E-B that time forgot.
Every time I go into that one, it's like there's something in there that makes me question, you know, like, should I just off myself tonight?
I'll tell you what.
Why is life worth living, Oldtorf H-E-B?
Just a quick sidebar. One of my favorite things to do is to go grocery shopping late at night. Like, I love, like, you know, late, midnight, that kind of thing, because there's nobody there, and you're just free to sort of do whatever you want. H-E-B Oldtorf changed my perception of that, because everybody else in that area had the same idea and also decided to wake up their kids. And it's the most depressing thing in the world to go shopping at 1 a.m. and there's like toddlers everywhere.
I'm tired. Daddy needs Pepto. So yeah, I know people out there that have their own favorite and not favorite H-E-B's.
Uh-huh.
And this is not an H-E-B endorsement, just saying, because there's definitely the least favorite part. If you want to share those with us, 472-5667, 472-KOOP.
Well, okay. Well, you can't just... What brought this on? What brought this conversation?
I tell you, I was having a conversation about my favorite and least favorite H-E-B. Yeah, why? Why do you ask?
No, I mean, what was it? What is it about an H-E-B that... I feel like we're not cracking this. What is it about an H-E-B that makes one your favorite over the other? Besides the hippie section, I guess. Oh, I guess the hippie section, yeah.
Well, I told you. It's the one I've been going to, so I'm used to it. It's big.
Okay.
Easy to park. North Lamar H-E-B, I'm looking at you. Your spaces are so small.
North Lamar H-E-B.
It's north of 183.
Oh, wow. Jeez, don't do that.
Exactly. I'm on the H-E-B tour, my friends.
What about the one on Burnett? What do you think about the one on Burnett?
The one on Burnett Caning?
Yeah.
That one is like, let your freak flag fly. Like, you get some weirdos in that one.
Okay. You're right, and that's all I'll say.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, because the Hancock one, you got a good mix of students that I can just push out of the way.
Yeah.
And older folk and whatever. I don't know. I like it. I got a good feeling from that H-E-B. KOP, you're on the air.
Oh, I just want to rant about H-E-B.
Oh, yeah? What's your favorite H-E-B?
Well, I live by the one they're talking about, and that's my H-E-B.
Oh, you.
First of all, you're on the air, by the way. You're talking to them.
Yeah, hi them.
Them is us.
Yeah, what's your name, caller?
My name is...
Are you thinking of a fake name?
Lolita.
No, I'm disappointed in you.
Chase, my name is Chase. I'm just messing with you.
It's fine, it's
Chase,
fine.
Which H-E-B do you live next to?
We live nearest to the H-E-B on Oldtorf and Congress.
Okay.
How do you feel about that one?
I mean, I kind of know what you mean about the midnight shopping thing.
Yeah, kind of scary.
But the worst one to me is the one on 45th, because you go at night and they're stocking and there's so many kids.
So many kids?
That is
college, yeah. Oh, okay. Students in that area. And yeah.
Actually, you make a good point.
The Stassney and First is even more insane.
Oh.
Like the frozen section has been refrozen at least twice.
Spray with a hose every day. Just watch it freeze
over. Like when you go in and you're trying to pick something out of the frozen section and it's got frost on it, maybe a few layers.
Yeah, everything's either like, yeah, exactly. Everything's either caked over with frost or still wet in a weird way.
It's still wet.
Yeah.
Even because it defrosted and it's refreezing. Yeah.
Yeah, don't go to that one. Jeez.
Yeah, no, don't go to that one.
But Chase, you do bring up
this
a good point.
This is not an HEV endorsement.
No, not at all.
And yeah.
The other one thing I wanted to mention, Pleasant Valley and Riverside, it takes the cake.
That one.
As the worst HEB in Austin to me.
Well, you're obviously not 19 years old and trying to buy beer. Because that is the best one.
I feel like that HEB's just got like bad lighting too.
Good point.
Yeah.
Like at any corner of HEB, something shady could be going down. I'm not
and
saying what.
And don't forget we have the Hitchcock, like the birds there every day at sunset.
Yes.
That's true.
I've always been pretty sure that that HEB just used to be like a converted hospital because it's got like that weird like wax buildup on the floors and everything, but everything's kind of bright but not.
And gloomy.
Yes.
You know, those are the HEBs used to be Albertsons, are always a little weird, but that one was not.
So you think it's a crime scene?
Oh, I'm not. We're not saying that.
Yeah, no, we're not.
I'm getting into the ghost territory now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But thank you for calling in.
Oh, my pleasure. Love your show.
Thank you, Chase.
Take it easy.
Right. Bye.
KOP, you're on the air.
Koenig and Burnett Road, HEB.
What's your name, caller?
Could you speak a little louder?
My name is...
What's your name?
Tom Mankey.
Tom Mankey. Host of Fade Odu.
That would be correct.
And what is your vote for HEB again?
I'm going to go with the Koenig and Burnett Road.
Being the best one?
Yes.
Well, you're a little bit of a nutball, aren't you?
Well, hey, yes.
Why is that one so good?
It has remained virtually, up until recently, it has remained unchanged since its inception in the 50s.
That's right. They're doing remodeling in that one.
They are.
They moved everything on the left side of the store to the right side of the store for no reason whatsoever. There's no convenience to it. Just kind of they had extra funds and just went with it.
Well, hey, but I've only been shopping there for 20 years. So
Showing off. Do you have a least favorite HEB, Tom?
I would have to say the Congress in Altdorf.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the one on Runberg. Both of those I feel as though I need a Kevlar vest.
Yes, Runberg. Well, Runberg in general, that entire street.
I give myself some penicillin shots before I go up near Runberg sometimes. No offense, Runbergians, but at the same time, you guys know. You know. Well, hey, be sure to listen to Fade Odu every Wednesday at what time is it again?
That would be opening show, 9 a.m.
That's right. Wake up early with the best of that Louisiana has to offer.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. This has been fun.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, bye.
Bye. All right.
KOP, you're on the air.
Nope, not yet.
Not yet?
Nope. Got to hit the button.
Okay.
Nope, not that
I did,
one.
Didn't I? No, KOP, you're on the air.
The top button.
Oh, it's the top button.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. I have been gone 2 weeks. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing? This is Ginger Brown. I have a little bit different standard. I judge them based on the amicability of the females shopping there.
Okay, Ginger Brown. Anything else?
Yes. Yeah, I've got my own lists on, are you the screener?
No, wait, you're on the air right now.
Oh, how delightful. Yes. I'm going to have to vote for Koenig and Burnett, believe it or not. And, of course, Central Market, if that counts.
No, it does not count.
No.
Your highbrow Central Market. Go sip your tea, Ginger Brown.
That's like saying, hey, does Mr. Pibb count as Coke? No, it doesn't.
Nor does it count as Dr. Pepper, Dave.
No.
Hey, one other thing, though. This is not an endorsement of HEB.
Of course.
But
I lived on the West Coast for many years. Vons and Ralphs and all those stores suck so bad. When I moved back to Texas, the first thing I did was go to HEB.
Wait a second. What's wrong with Ralphs, this weird half convenience store, half supermarket on like the corner of a major city block? What's weird about that?
Yeah, it's like Albertsons had sex with Food King or something and produced an illegitimate grocery store baby or something. It's weird.
That is weird. Well, thank you for calling in, Ginger.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. And then this is the last call on this, and then we got to move on. KOP, you're on the air.
Turn down your radio, caller. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who is this?
Oh, this is Dana.
Dana.
Power Boys.
Hi.
How are you, Dana?
I'm good. Have you guys ever been to the new HEB on Pleasant Valley in Altdorf?
What?
I mean, Riverside?
No.
What do you mean by new HEB?
They made it into like a super HEB or whatever those
An HEB Plus?
HEB Plus or whatever. And it's crazy, but they've got the whole parking lot under construction.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like 100,000 people all trying to get there and no parking lot.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, but the store itself is pretty amazing. Like, it's actually not creepy old.
So wait, is it the old HEB, or is it the same HEB, or did they like build another one somewhere?
No, it's the same one, but they completely rebuilt the old one.
Okay, well, there's an easy fix. Just tell everybody to go park at the abandoned Albertsons and then walk across the street.
I'm not going to walk my groceries that far.
What's wrong with that?
And get yourself killed in the process?
Well, that's a likelihood, but not a guarantee.
Hey, I was driving there today, and I was only texting a little bit while driving.
Awesome. But I also have to put my vote in for the Congress and Altorf store, because that's my store. It's in walking distance, and I've been shopping there for 8 years, and I love it.
You love it.
It's hilarious.
Well, there you go.
It's the hipster HEB.
That's not the reason why most people like their grocery stores, because they're hilarious.
I like the comedic value of my grocery stores.
You know your grocery store is awful, Dana. Just say it.
No, I like it. I am also a midnight, a midnight shopper.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And if you go in there late at night, they're playing Iggy Pop and the Sex Pistols and... I don't know. It's all right.
Okay, here's the thing. I wonder if that's HEB wide, because Hancock has also turned up their the quality of their music piping in.
Yeah, they've been getting a little bit funkier.
Yeah.
Almost as if Herbie Hancock himself.
Maybe they study it and they have like a music to hipster ratio equation.
That would be great.
You know, because my HEB is completely the hipster HEB.
I can see that, yeah.
Oh,
it is.
Hipster war.
Between, all right, fellas.
Yeah, okay, well, thank you, Dana.
Have a good evening.
All right, you
bye
too.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
I wonder if there's somebody in like the HEB head office who's a hipster who got hired just to handle the music. Like, there's just one guy in like a tank top and a chin strap beard, and like, here's what you got to do.
Everyone's got an opinion. Everyone's got it for better, for worse.
Yeah.
But I've been gone for 2 weeks, David.
Yeah, you've been gone.
Yeah, and I have been hitting the road. I missed the first week's show because I was in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
along with friend of the show Sarah C.
Yes.
And I missed last week's show because I was in Marfa.
Yes.
Along with friends of the show, Jimena and Andrew Rosas.
That's right.
And cutting a little short on time, so I'll cut these descriptions thing. But Chicago is awesome, David. I don't know if you've ever been there.
I've heard lots about it.
It was like a really nice, cleaner, like smaller, friendlier New York is how I would describe it. I mean, I'm going to say it's like a user-friendly New York.
Okay.
But going there was a lot of fun. And... one of the things I did here, this is kind of an awkward transition, I guess, but what are you going to do?
Went to the HEB there?
I went to the HEB there. I was like, where's the HEB? Chicagoans. But yeah, I saw a Second City show,
uh-huh.
which was hilarious. Walked a bunch of museums. There's this Millennium Park, I want to say. There's this giant bean. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
It's this giant, like, mirrored sculpture.
Oh, yes.
It's like
of mirrors.
Yeah, it's round, and it kind of looks like a giant bean,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of famous, but I'll tell you this. I didn't like looking at it.
Okay.
Because it was covered in mirrors, and you could see yourself in that bean.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was like there was this world inside the bean, and now that I saw myself in the bean, I almost feel like the bean also saw me.
Yeah, it's like a poem from the future.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Okay.
People were taking pictures of it. That was one thing I really felt like this could capture my soul.
Wait a second. People were taking were they using flash photography to take pictures of this reflective bean?
No, it was bright. But they take pictures of themselves in the bean.
Okay.
But how do I know the real person isn't in the bean now?
Well, now their soul is.
I don't trust it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it was also fun walking around because the Blackhawks are doing well this season. Chicago Blackhawks.
They're tied up. Yeah.
Yeah, well, during the Stanley Cup finals.
Right.
Yeah. And so like wherever you'd go, people would just be like, "Yo, Blackhawks! Blackhawks!" And like you'd see dudes with like rowdy rags, but they weren't playing that night.
Uh-huh.
It's just, why do you just care? Because you got to get rowdy, I guess.
Well, yeah. Being rowdy gets awful hot, so you got to wipe the sweat from your brow.
I meant also to bring a copy of The Dark Knight with me so I could just watch it on the hotel TV and run to the window.
Right.
But I didn't do that. But I went on this boat tour. It was actually, sounded like it could be lame, but it was actually really nice because they talked about all the architecture and stuff. Uh-huh. And he'd be like, "Oh, over there, they filmed The Dark Knight." I was like, "Dark Knight, more about that! What's Chris Nolan like?" But he didn't. He didn't want to answer my questions. I also saw a game at Wrigley Field.
Oh, very nice.
Which I'd never seen a live baseball game before.
At all.
Actually, that's not true. This is my first major league game. Excuse me.
Yeah, okay.
Because I've seen Round Rock Express.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
It really doesn't.
Yeah.
Thank you for sponsoring us. But yeah, I had like a smile on my face the entire game.
Yeah.
I couldn't have enjoyed it more going to Wrigley Field.
Good, good.
But I will say that one of the best parts was after the game, there was people selling, like, you know, bootleg unauthorized T-shirts.
Right.
And I got a shirt a friend of mine, friend of the show, Ben Bartley, has worn. It's got, like, the Cubs bear mascot, but he's got the Harry Carey glasses on. I thought that was kind of cute.
Yeah.
But they also have another shirt that I told you about. I was almost going to buy you, but then I was like, well, he could never wear this, nor could any other person with any sort of class or dignity.
Yeah.
But it said, Pujols mows my lawn, in reference to Albert Pujols. And it was a line drawing of a guy in a sombrero mowing a lawn. So thanks, Chicagoans.
Now,
thanks a lot.
Why on earth would you think I would not want to wear that every day?
Well, because it is ironically so funny because my God, is that racist?
Yes.
But then I was like, well, I don't want to pay someone money for that.
You were right.
But going to Wrigley Field, like, you know, I'm in the stands and I look over to my left and my right and there's like kids with like baseball gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And I started like being like, well, sorry you brought your glove today, kid, because if a...
Foul ball
comes, I'm catching it. I'm not giving it to you. I almost felt like just telling the kids, like, you can go ahead and take off your gloves. And I started like sizing up all the people next to me. Like if a baseball came, I was like, all right, I think I can outjump this guy. This guy I'm probably gonna have to stand in front of. It's kind of like the first time you rode an airplane after 9/11. And you begin to like look at every passenger and be like, all right, if this guy's got a knife, could I take him?
Right.
I bet I could. Did you ever do that?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
The fear didn't get inside you like it did me?
No, it really did not.
Well, it doesn't matter because
the plane landed safely.
No, because no foul balls were hit, too.
Oh, okay. we're back to that topic.
Yeah, why would we? But the really funny part was, so I'm riding the L, and I got to say, like, everyone in Chicago was pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because it was the 2 weeks a year, the cold wasn't just miserable, because it was really nice weather when I was there.
Right.
So maybe that was it. But I'm riding the L, and these three dudes get on, and they're, like, super loud. They're like, hey, y'all won the L, what's up? Hey, Sonny, don't touch that. Don't touch that, Sonny. And then you're like, what's going on here? And then the guy's like, oh, man, check us out. Three dudes from New York and Chicago. We're probably going to own this town or something like that.
Jesus.
And I was like, look at you, New Yorkers, being loud everywhere you go. And they grab your cheek and have you knife me.
They can't turn it off.
But there you go. That was cute. But then I was back in town one day, and then we went out to Marfa, which was a lot of fun. And I wish I had more time to talk about it. But I will say that if you're on the road out to Marfa, Balmorhea State Park has got this awesome spring called San Solomon Springs, and it's this giant pool that's fed by a spring, and it's full of little fish, which I thought I was going to be terrified of, like as they like took little bites or something like that, but instead they left me alone and it was cute. But I purchased a swimsuit. I don't know where my normal swimsuit was, but there's a swimsuit I bought a while ago at American Apparel, and so of course I couldn't wear it.
Yeah.
After I tried it on, I was like, am I going to be sprayed with a hose? Like, why am I can't wear this? And so, as classy as I am, I went swimming in jorts.
Well,
yeah. Which I've never felt more like low class than like, got my jorts on, where's the swimming pool? Yeehaw, fire guns in the air.
I got to tell you, I'm surprised American Apparel doesn't sell jort swimsuits now.
You just gave American Apparel a $1 million idea.
I'll get it back.
You're not going to get it back. But yeah, West Texas is an awesome road trip.
Cool.
If anyone likes... taking some time out there. Oh, buddy, but we need to take a break and play some music. What do you got queued up here, David?
If I'm not mistaken, I have... Could you just hum into the number on it, please?
I don't know. Which CD?
It's CD 1.
Oh, then that's number 14.
Oh, I was right then. I wish I had said it. Husker Du from the Zen Arcade album. Chartered Trips, more Moscow Wedding Show after this.
Back with more Mascot Wedding Show, and the phones will not stop ringing. KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I've got a question about that story you were just talking about.
Sure, little boy. First, how old are you, by the way? Just curious.
What? I'm never you mind. I'm old enough, son.
All right, well, I don't know. I think you should probably be at least 18 before calling the show, so...
You don't know who this is, do you?
Wait a second. Have you called on the show before?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
your
Arthur.
Master.
Arthur Truckies, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And you're an adult.
Yeah, I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah, and your voice is just like this because you lost some competition, something like that?
I won a competition.
Yeah, what was the competition again?
It was an oil-chucking contest.
That's right. Okay, which is
That's
just
right.
really stupid, which makes sense.
I whipped those school kids.
Okay. But yeah, for those who don't know, Arthur Truckies, you own... You're the owner of Truckee's convenience stores, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So in a Truckee's convenience store, they're located throughout East Texas, and they are all horrible, if you don't mind me saying.
Hey, they're not horrible.
Yes, they are.
Oh, yeah, give me one good reason.
Well, you sell adult novelties where children can see them. That's not great.
So, doesn't every store do that?
No. No other store does that because it's pretty gross.
What about H-E-B? Do they do that?
No, H-E-B is not really a convenience store. But no, they don't sell adult novelties, let alone where children can see them.
So they don't sell panties?
I don't want to talk to you, all right?
Well, they probably stink anyway.
Yeah, okay, well, that's...
Yeah, what other stores have Truckee's new Mega Flavor Stations? Tell me that.
What is a flavor station?
That's Mega Flavor Station. Say it right, idiot.
Wow, okay, well, excuse me for forgetting to say mega.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, so what are the...
Our Mega Flavor Stations are next to the soda fountain, so you can get an extra shot of flavor in your 64-ounce soda at no extra charge.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you get a soda, you can get an extra shot of vanilla in there. We also have cherry, lemon, lime, bourbon, super
wait,
vanilla.
Wait, bourbon? Is that just bourbon flavoring, or is it actually bourbon?
Oh, come on, it tastes like bourbon.
Oh, okay.
Because it is bourbon.
Surely you know that's not a good idea to let your customers squirt booze into the drinks and drinks they're like taking on the road.
Oh, don't worry, officer. They're in normal cups so the cops can't tell.
That's not really what I was worried about.
Oh, jeez. You're not going to narc us out, are you?
No, I'm not going to narc you out.
Yeah, right. Are you a disc jockey or an undercover narcotics officer?
You are a terrible person.
Hey, your radio show is terrible. I'm surprised I can even pick it up.
Yeah, I'm surprised you can pick it up too, actually, out there in East Texas. I just assumed you're listening on the web stream.
Oh, I'm not in East Texas. I'm in Sunken Valley.
What are you doing in Sunken Valley? Are you coming out here to open a Truckee's?
Yeah, in Central Texas? Yuck, no way.
What's wrong with Central Texas?
Oh, I don't know. Too many of you people out there.
Too many of you? What does that even mean?
You know, you people.
No, I don't know. What are you talking about?
You know, Obamasexuals.
Wow. You, you never fail to disappoint me, all right? I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, you know exactly what that means.
So why are you in town then?
I came to Sunken Valley for the Spill of Tears Summit.
What is the Spill of Tears Summit?
It's a summit for all the Texas-based petroleum retailers to talk about how to react to the BP spill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right, and what we can do to help.
Oh, well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I'm so mad at BP, the way they've handled this whole thing.
Yeah, they have been pretty awful. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, they're the worst. You know, in theory, and I'm going to say in theory because there might be lawyers listening, but in theory... I used to have some of my guys intercept BP gas trucks and hijack them so we could sell the gas to Truckee's locations.
Well, that's illegal right there.
I said in theory.
I don't think that's going to cover it.
Well, I'm so mad at BP that in theory, I'm just telling my crew that when they intercept a BP truck, just dump the whole thing into the side of the road. That'll send a message to those British jerks.
Well, you're actually making things worse.
How's that?
Well, dumping gas on the side of the road, it's just going to pour into the ground. And that is not good.
Says who?
Says anybody.
What does anybody know?
Yeah, you should run that plan past the other people at the Spill of Tears conference, see what they say.
Oh, they'd love it.
Why would they love it? It doesn't help the environment.
Who cares about the environment?
Wait, hold on. I thought this conference you're going to, Spill of Tears, was supposed to help with the cleanup.
Up a lot of dough.
All right, I don't understand what you're talking about now.
All right, well, Spill of Tears is short for Spill Profiteers, okay? It's about taking advantage of BP while it's down. You know, how can we undermine the remaining stores and heap more blame onto them?
That is terrible. God, you are an awful group of people.
Yeah, yeah. Here's an example. For example,
all right.
In theory, I ordered up some giant 80-ounce travel mug in the shape of our Truckee's mascot.
And the Truckee's mascot, like, is an actual truck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the mug is shaped like our truck mascot, dropping trail and leaving a huge...
Oh, okay, no, don't. I don't, no. Look, I don't know. I don't want to hear what you're about to say. Please, you cannot talk like that on the air. And, you know, by the way, that is a perfect example of the kind of disgusting Truckee's merchandise that you sell at your stores.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, the plastics we use to make the mugs crack too easily. So in theory, we're going to melt them all and pour out the waste into the Gulf of Mexico.
That is awful.
Yeah, kind of. But we're, in theory, going to say that BP did it.
Oh, you're a monster. You know, you really are. That is so reprehensible.
Yeah, yeah. A monster in bed, maybe.
Okay, please. Please don't. You know, let's not get down that way. You know, I don't even know why I'm wasting time talking to you. So, tell you what, goodbye, Arthur Truckee.
Oh, no, wait.
What? What is it?
You didn't even let me say why I called in.
Yeah, why did you call in?
I've been trying to tell you, but you wouldn't stop whining.
Oh, fine. Please tell me. Why did you call in?
Well, I heard you talking about West Texas.
That's right.
And it's just the time for Truckees to, well, I'm pleased to announce that we'll be expanding into West Texas.
All right, so you're going to be opening Truckee's truck stops in West Texas.
Yeah, that's right, and I'd like you to help me out.
In what manner?
Well, here's the thing. Well, we'd like you
well,
to...
Well, and I'd like to go ahead and pre-answer with no.
Are you going to keep interrupting me?
No, go right ahead.
You should apologize.
All right. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
Sorry what?
Huh?
I'm sorry, sir.
Like, I'm not going to...
Say it. Say I'm sorry, sir.
No.
Okay, how about I'm sorry, boss?
No.
How about I'm sorry, leader?
You were going to ask me to help you with something? I think you were about to do that?
Yeah, I was. Truckee's is very pleased to be opening stores in several West Texas locations. And to celebrate, we're going to be holding a West Texas beauty pageant. And we want you to be one of the judges.
Me? You want me to help you judge a beauty pageant?
Yeah, we want you to help judge the best chest in West Texas competition. It's a competition to see which lady has the best t-shirt puppies.
Ugh, no way. Sorry. Not interested.
Oh, are you more of a butt man?
Please don't talk like that, okay? If you keep being coarse, I'm going to have to let you go.
Yeah, well, if you are, maybe you can help judge the pageant for our other stores. The best seat in the East competition. To see which Mamacita has the best round thing.
Okay, yuck. Look, I'm not going to help you with either of those competitions, all right? No.
I knew it. I knew you were an Obama sexual.
That's meaningless, okay? You're a clown. You're a clown and a monster. So congratulations. How does that feel to be able to pull that off?
Get bent, you jerk.
All right, you're awful. Okay.
Look, I got to go. We got a seminar on firebombing coming up next that I don't want to miss.
I hope all your stores close down.
Yeah, well, I'm going to melt you and pour your remains in the Gulf.
You forgot to say in theory on that one.
Oh, this one's going to be in practice.
Oh, okay. Well, you're just a monster.
Get ready to get melted.
All right, goodbye. Later.
Goodbye.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, well, awesome. Always glad to talk to Arthur Truckee's, and by always glad, I mean that's just dreadful. I didn't even know there was a Spill of Tears conference in town of Sunken Valley. That's also dreadful news. Well, for more information about David and myself, various side projects and night jobs, you may visit mascotwinning.com. Also on their website are archives and podcasts of past shows. Worth checking out if you're into that kind of thing. Boom, we got a clear way for the clear spot. I apologize for making that pun, but before we go off of their new self-titled album, not their old self-titled album, this is Crystal Castles with Celestica. Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, Austin.